This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Washington Post dropped a bombshell yesterday in the middle of Alabama's special election for U.S. Senate. The paper reported Republican candidate Roy Moore initiated a sexual encounter with a 14-year-old girl when he was a 32-year-old assistant district attorney in Etowah County. The paper also says he dated three 16- to 18-year-old girls during that time. Moore denies the allegations. For perspective on how this may affect his Senate race against Democrat Doug Jones, we turn to independent political consultant David Mowry in Montgomery. David, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
First of all, how significant is this?
I think it's pretty big because it speaks to character for Judge Moore, or whatever we're calling him these days. That's sort of his brand, you know, that he's that guy. But I don't know yet if it's a fatal blow. And that's sort of what I'm, you know, my advice right now is sort of be cautious in thinking, oh, wow, you know, now this, the other guy's going to win. Just because of the bent, the pure partisan bent of the state is strongly, solidly Republican. And, Moore's jumping on it and saying it's fake news and denying all the allegations and pushing back.
Well, in terms of reaction to this, we've had Republicans in Washington, Donald Trump, Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, Mitch McConnell, among them, basically saying some variation of, if this is true, he should step aside. It's been a little bit different in Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey called them deeply troubling allegations, but said she would reserve judgment. Other Republicans calling them lies. What accounts for that split among Republicans, in your view?
Well, I mean, I think that the people in state are closer to it and are more worried about getting burned by, you know, any potential blowback. Either way. But I also think that the people nationally, they're saying if it's true, if proven true, that's a big out, right? That's a tell. How are we gonna prove this is true or not? So it's a solidly reported account. No, you know what I mean? I don't know what else can come out to make it more true or more, you know, or prove false.
You said that it wasn't a fatal blow, but do you see pressure on Moore to actually step aside?
I'm sure there's pressure, but I mean, the guy has been removed from office twice. There's no way he's going to step aside. I mean, that would be, and because of the law in Alabama, you know, it's 76 days is the time where they could be able to actually replace him on the ballot. So no matter what happens, his name is going to be on the ballot, and they could mount a write-in campaign or something for a different candidate. But Roy's going to be on the ballot, and he's going to get his share of votes.
For Doug Jones, what kind of opportunity does this present for him politically?
I think it's big in terms of nationalizing the fundraising, and I think that there are targets in terms of women that have children, men who have children. You can target them with this message saying, basically, you know, Doug is famous for prosecuting the four little girls in Birmingham case. You know, this is what I did for children. This is what Roy Moore does for children.
Well, you said this wasn't a fatal blow, and there's not an automatic assumption that the race will now go against Roy Moore. But what do you think we should be watching for over the next 4 weeks in the lead up to December 12th?
I would watch for people either rescinding endorsements or not endorsing Moore, and I would watch for people, for Republicans, maybe to endorse Jones, either nationally or former officials in the state to endorse Jones. Just, you know, it's signaling to other Republicans that, hey, it's okay to vote for this guy this one time because, you know, Moore is so flawed as a candidate or as a person.
David Mowry is an independent political consultant in Montgomery. David, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a great morning.